Scottie Scheffler is the Masters champion for a second time in 3 years, and once again, it wasn't particularly close. Scheffler grabbed the lead for good with a magnificent shot around the turn, and then let Ludvig Åberg, Colin Morikawa, and Max Homa all make mistakes as Scheffler closed with a 68 for a four-shot victory. He's the fourth youngest player to have two green jackets, and he stretches his lead at number one in the world to levels not seen since the peak years of Tiger Woods. Scheffler now has 3 wins in his last 4 starts. And Caitlin Clark made a surprise appearance on Saturday Night Live during the show's Weekend Update segment. The Iowa star is in New York for the WNBA draft on Monday night, where she's the likely top pick by the Indiana Fever. The NCAA Division I all-time leading scorer showed up after anchor Michael Chi made a joke about Iowa retiring Clark's jersey. She read some more jokes that Clark said she wrote that made fun of the comedian. Clark then delivered a heartfelt message about her basketball future while thanking all the great players who came before her. Chase Elliott pulled ahead and cleared Ross Chastain on the final lap after the second restart in overtime at Texas Motor Speedway, ending a 42-race winless streak for NASCAR's most popular driver. The race ended on the 16th caution after Elliott had taken the white flag for the 276th lap in a race scheduled for 267 laps. The chasing Chastain was bumped from behind by defending race winner William Byron, who finished third. Brad Keselowski was second. It was the 5th win this season for Hendrick Motorsports, the 306th for the NASCAR's winningest team. It was the first for Elliott in the number 9 since Talladega in October of 2022. Rookie Michael Busch homered for the 4th straight game. Javier Assad struck out 6, and the Chicago Cubs beat the Seattle Mariners 3-2. Zach Gallen pit 6 sharp innings, and Corbin Carroll hit a 2-run single in the 5th to lead Arizona over St. Louis 5-0. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball yesterday in interleague play, it was Tampa Bay knocking off San Francisco 9-4. The Mets again edged Kansas City 2-1. Toronto blanks Colorado 5-0. Baltimore defeated Milwaukee 6-4. Cincinnati blows out the White Sox again 11-4. The Cubs slide by Seattle 3-2, and Oakland edges Washington 7-6. In the American League, Detroit slips past Minnesota 4-3. It was Boston over the Angels 5-4. Houston knocks off Texas 8-5, while Cleveland downed the Yankees 8-7. In the National League, Pittsburgh got by Philadelphia 9-2. Atlanta beat Miami 9-7. Arizona shuts out St. Louis 5-0. And it was San Diego doubling up the Dodgers at 6-3. Jalen Brunson capped one of the best regular seasons in franchise history with his 11th 40-point game, carrying the New York Knicks into the number 2 seed in the Eastern Conference with a 121-19 overtime victory over the Bulls on Sunday. The Knicks finished 50-32, their best season since going 54-28, also earning the number 2 seed in 2012-2013. NBA scoreboard from yesterday was Charlotte over Cleveland, 120-110. Boston knocks off Washington, 132-122. Philadelphia tops Brooklyn, 107-86. It was Indiana blowing out Atlanta, 157-115. Miami knocks off Toronto, 118-103. Orlando takes care of Milwaukee, 113-88. In overtime, New York downed at Chicago, 120-119. San Antonio routes Detroit, 123-95. It was Houston topping at the Clippers, 116-105. Oklahoma City blows out Dallas, 135-86. Golden State defeated Utah, 123-116. It was Sacramento over Portland, 121-82. Denver down Memphis, 126-111. It was Phoenix over Minnesota, 125-106. And the Lakers beat New Orleans, 124-108. And LeBron James and the LA Lakers are staying in New Orleans for a couple of more days. Steph Curry and Golden State will head back to Sacramento to face elimination again. And the Miami Heat are back in the play-in, which has started their run to the NBA Finals just a season ago. The play-in field is set on Tuesday. It's the Lakers facing the Pelicans for the number 7 seed in the Western Conference, then the Warriors and Kings in an elimination game. On Wednesday, it's the Heat going to Philadelphia to decide the number 7 in the Eastern Conference, followed by Atlanta at Chicago in a win-or-else matchup. Local sports on the schedule for you tonight in track. Carroll girls and boys and Kemper girls and boys are at the Ram Relays over in Jefferson tonight at 4:30. Coon Rapids Baird girls and boys and Glen Ralston girls and boys and the South Central Calhoun girls and boys are up at Southeast Valley tonight beginning at 4:30. And the Arweva girls and boys and ICAM Manning girls and boys go to the Ace Nelson Relays in Denison. That'll start at 4:30 as well. In golf, Kemper and Carroll boys teams are at the Spencer Golf Tournament. They'll tee off at 10 o'clock this morning. Coon Rapids Baird girls and Glidden Ralston girls are going to Bouyer Valley over in Dunlap, while the Coon Rapids Baird boys and Glidden Ralston boys will be at Woodbine. ICAM Manning boys and girls go down to AHSD of Oka Walnut. Kemper girls are hosting Harlan tonight down at the Muni. That'll start at 4 o'clock. In tennis, Kemper boys go to Harlan. Kemper girls are hosting Harlan. In soccer, Carroll boys are hosting Carlisle tonight out at the stadium, and the Carroll girls go to Carlisle. And that's sports here on the CB Sports Network. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.